Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Pip Mooney with your local news update. Well, it's about to cost a bit more to turn on the taps, with SA Water price rises of around 3.2% announced for next financial year. But the state government says that's below inflation and water remains one of the cheapest of all household utilities. Police union delegates have unanimously passed a vote of no confidence in SAPOL's district policing model, saying it's failed frontline officers and the community. It comes as the Mount Gambier police station prepares to be significantly undermanned this weekend as they struggle with resourcing gaps due to illness and other leave. Union Secretary Mark Carroll has called for a complete overhaul of the recruiting model as worker shortages hit critical levels.
That in a state of 1.5 million people, that you cannot find 90 people in a given year to get a career in policing.
The damage bill from a crane crashing into a Mount Gambier home is expected to top $200,000. The driver's told police he lost control on Hanson Street yesterday and careered into the front facade of the home, rendering it uninhabitable. And a tiny bat living in the Narracourt Caves could be entirely lost in under four decades. La Trobe Uni's been tracking the southern bent-wing bat's falling population numbers, but says it's not too late to turn the tides if we boost landscape restoration efforts and limit our cave visits. To sport now, and they're dominating the NBL One South comp, but the Mount Gambier Pioneers saying it's still too soon to be talking championships. That's despite a 10-1 start to the season. Men's coach Richard Hill says they're not getting ahead of themselves.
We love our team. It's young and exciting and a little bit inconsistent from my point of view, but because of the size of the competition, 19 teams, we're halfway through the year, but we haven't got a really good gauge because there's so many teams we haven't played.
Listener.